Well, all right then. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you this morning for joining with us on School of Healing Virtual Wellness Center this morning. I am Pastor Lester Hayes here with my lovely wife, Pastor Sharon Hayes, and joined this morning by our very own Pastor D.B. Davis, More Than Conquerors Voice Christ Ministry. And we just welcome everyone that's with us this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord for another day that the Lord has made that we can gather together and grow in his wisdom and knowledge and partake of his divine goodness through his word. And so we thank God this morning that we have his word. We have access to his word, just like we do our medicine cabinets, and we can go in here and just pick out what we want to take this morning that's going to do us good, like a medicine to our flesh and marrow to our bones. So we just give the Lord praise. We give him glory. We give him honor this morning for another opportunity, another day to be able to secure the scriptures this morning. Amen. Take them like medicine, like we said. They're just that good for us. Amen. Teach us, instruct us, tell us how to get better, how to get well, because we're in the process of building. And we know that we're just going along, cooperating with the master builder, because except the Lord build the house, all of our labor is in vain anyway, according to the book of Psalms, chapter 127, verse 1 through 3 of the King James Bible. So we thank the Lord this morning that because we're going in the word, our labor is not in vain. We're just laying on the top, building on the foundation that's already been laid toward a better life and the best life really that is before us. And a better future, amen. One of optimal overall wellness. We're talking physical wellness, emotional wellness, occupational wellness, financial wellness, spiritual wellness, environmental wellness, and social wellness, amen. That rounds out the whole person, body, soul, and spirit, amen. May the Lord feed us this morning until we obtain that optimal level of overall wellness. I don't know about you, but I feel better, amen, because we're eating better. We're not only eating good natural food, but we're eating great spiritual food that's served up by the master, amen. He is the chief physician. He is the God of all wisdom and knowledge and understanding about how to achieve and obtain a better life for now, that it will carry over into the future, because he is the one who begun this good work in us, and he said he will continue to perform it until the day of his return. Amen. There is a return that we're looking for, but we want to be well enough in the meantime to have enough strength and energy and vitality to press toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that we might endure to the end to see what the end is going to be, that we might receive our crown. We got to work out, though, in the meantime, between here and there, our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. And we don't want to be lazy. We don't want to be lethargic. We want to be revived, refreshed, renewed, and restored in the things of God and built up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, putting God in the remembrance of his word, taking our spiritual medicine, taking the word like medicine, letting it do the work in us. And when we find God's word and eat God's word, it does become joy and rejoicing to our hearts. God sent his word, Jesus Christ, the living incarnate word of God, full of grace and truth, to be among us, to dwell among us, amen. And he wants us to know that truth about his son, what he sent us, amen, and us to be made free by that, amen. And if that son, Jesus Christ, the living word of God, makes us free, then we're free indeed. And we don't have to be entangled with the yoke of bondage again, ever to worry about where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, who is our Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. Only wise God, our Savior, know the end before the at the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega, everything in between. And I read the scripture, there is a greatest he. We as little children, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we know that's God, the Holy Spirit, who is in us. Amen. He's the greater one on the inside. And he's there to bring back to remembrance what is in our hearts that we've hidden there, that we might not sin against God. He's not just there occupying space. He's not just there for me to toot my horn and say, oh, man, I got the greater one in me. No, he's there to bring back to the just those been justified by faith, bring back to our remembrance as the spirit of truth, and even teach beyond that, you know, what thus say the Lord, to show us things to come. He's going to show us that best life, that better future, so we know our destination and we strive and work toward our greater destination, which is to spend eternity with the Father. But we have to learn now as physical beings in a physical world how to live as spiritual beings, because once we get saved, all that flesh is dead, is buried in that watery grave through baptism, and then we arise as a new creation in Christ Jesus with old things gone and everything new. But then we got to walk in the newness of life toward that best life, that better life that awaits us, and we got to continue to endure and do it until the end, amen, that we may receive our crown, not our punishment. Amen. Unfortunate for the unsaved that there'll be a white throne judgment for them to receive their punishment. But if we endure to the end and work on our salvation with fear and trembling and live our life in light of eternity, our reality is going to be the judgment seat where we'll stand before God, give an account, amen, and receive our reward and hear him say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You know, at that point, there'll be no more sickness, no more worrying about what went on, pain and all that, tears, all that will be done away with. So, amen, praise God. So let's pray and get into the lesson this morning for a few minutes. Father, we come this morning, Lord God, before your throne of grace and of mercy. We come this morning with hearts full of thanksgiving. Thank you for keeping us through the night, allowing us to have peaceful rest and sleep. Because we realize, Lord God, we're much better when we rise in the morning, when we are well rested, when we shut it down and lay our bodies down to sleep. We know, God, that you have angels there to watch over, God, us, because we belong to you. And we thank you, Lord God, for how you just look down upon us. And you allow our sleep to be sweet and peaceful, Lord God. So we thank you for those seven levels of rest that thou have ordained, God, that we're able to take advantage, full advantage of them because of your goodness, because of your love and your mercy. So we thank you this morning for what you've already done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do. As we look to you this morning, the author, finish, and develop our faith, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, we cannot help but to praise you, Lord God, because you asked Moses, when Moses asked you, who do I say that have sent me? You said, I am that I am. And today you're still, I am that I am. You're everything, God, that we need. And then some, God, we thank you, praise you. You're the light of the world. You're the bread of heaven, Lord God. You're the living water. God, you're the greater one on the inside of us, God. Emmanuel, God, with us, forever present. God, all powerful, all knowing, God, all seeing. We thank you this morning for just being there, Lord God, never leaving us or forsaking us, being with us to the end of the age. Things come and things go, Lord God. Attacks happen. But God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory that you've given us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We embrace this victory for our bodies, our souls, our spirits, our very lives, oh God, here under heaven, God. And we thank you as we look to you, the author, finish, and develop our faith to supply what we need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And for that, we are grateful, because we don't have to want for any good or beneficial thing. We thank you for picking us out for yourself, consecrating, separating, and sanctifying us with thy word. Thy word is truth, God. We thank you for this hunger and this thirst for more of your righteousness, God, and more of your grace and more of your truth, Lord God, that we may continue to be built up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praying in our most holy faith, God, putting you in remembrance, praying your word, God, giving it back to you, God, because we know you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you that when we call on you, we're heard on heaven, in heaven, and you don't only hear, God, but you answer our prayers, and you show us great and mighty things that Jeremiah said, thou know it, we know it not, God. Thou know it not, God. So we thank you this morning because you saved us, we're saved. You healed us, we're healed. Therefore, you are still our praise. Thank you for sending Jesus, your incarnate living word of God. Oh, the living word, God. Hallelujah. To heal our disease and rescue us from destruction. Oh, we believe the report of the Lord this morning that with his stripes we're already healed. The one who was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, with whose stripes we are healed. The one who sits on the throne this morning, forever living, to make an atonement, our high priest intercessor, the sacrificial lamb, the substitutionary lamb, the one who died on the cross was cursed and took every sickness and disease upon that tree. Hallelujah. Cursed is the one on the tree. Every sickness in the book, Lord God. Every sickness that wasn't in the book, Lord God. Every one of them, Lord God, was nailed to the tree with Jesus as a curse of the law. But we thank you that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, God. We thank and praise you this morning, Lord God. As we look back on the finished work of Jesus on that cross, we can say with whose stripes that we are already healed, been healed. Lord, and so we thank you for what Peter wrote in the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the King James Bible. We thank you for what Matthias wrote in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 of the King James Bible. We thank you what Jeremiah wrote in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3. Hallelujah, Lord God, chapter 17 and verse 14 of the King James Bible. We just give you praise, glory, and honor this morning for the healing of our body, soul, and spirit this morning. As we eat this whole loaf this morning, every scripture in the Bible is good for our healing. All of them are good, Lord God. And we thank and praise you that we find your word. We eat your word, and your word is a joy and a rejoicing to our heart this morning, Lord. So we thank you this morning. We praise you for the marrow to our bones. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you this morning. Our health to our flesh, Lord. We give you praise, Lord God. We pray for those who we've been praying for that are sick, that are shut in, that are recovering. We lift them up to you this morning in the name of Jesus, and we pray for their health and healing. We pray, God, that you touch them right now where they might be. Pastor Sharon and I, Pastor Eric, Brother Helen, Deaconess McNair, Brother McNair, Minister Smith, Lord God, and Brother Hal, Brother Ivan, Mr. Bigger, and many, many others, Mr. Davis, Mr. P.T. Davis, and all the others that we've been praying for, God. We just lift them up before you in the name of Jesus, and we just pray, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that the day being the day that the Lord has made, that we will go forth, rejoice, and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that today we will gather together in the house of worship, Lord God, of one accord, one voice, crying out to you, Lord God, creating a sanctuary where you'll be pleased to come and dwell, be in the service today. We're praying for traveling grace and mercy for those that shall travel to be with us, God. We're praying over the sound equipment. We're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll all be there on one accord. Oh, God, worshiping only you, the one God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you for this day, God, of non-denominational service, gathering together in the house of the Lord to teach and to preach your holy word and to testify about the mystery, the unveiling, and the revelations of Jesus Christ being the judge of the living and the dead, that people will have a chance and invitation to prepare themselves for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we continue to pray, Lord God, for the O.J. Simpson family, Lord God, who lost Mr. Simpson, Lord God, we pray and hope his soul was saved, but God, that his fate, his eternal fate, rest in your hands, confidence, strength in that family. And Lord God, we continue to lift up our daughter-in-law, Crystal, her family, her uncle, Lord, went on to be with the Lord, and we're just praying over the family for confidence, strength right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, Lord God. So be with us this morning as we open up your word. We continue to pray for the global things that are going on, God, and Gaza Strip, Lord God, and in Israel, God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're praying, God, hallelujah, as Iran prepares to counterattack Israel for the bombing of the embassy. God, we're just praying for an end to these wars, oh God. We're praying that we will not put our men and women in harm's way as a trusted ally. But God, in the name of Jesus, let them find a different solution to solve their differences. Maybe a two-state solution might be the answer, God. We don't know. But we're just praying for peace in the region, Lord God, and calm, Lord God, even in Ukraine. Just praying, God, in the name of Jesus, for an end to that war between Ukraine and Russia, God. Father, we just pray for an end to all wars. We're praying over natural disasters this morning, hurricanes, fires and storms and floods, water, flash floods and high waters and mudslides. Oh, protect the people, God. We pray for those souls that have already been lost, God. We're praying people would be wise and serpents about getting on these roads as the warnings have come to stay safe, to stay free. Earthquakes, oh God, are amping up now in the name of Jesus. We're just praying for those who lose their life because they're careless, oh God. They ignore the warnings, oh God. Let us be wise about our decisions, oh God, to go out with cameras and video, trying to get a film to post on social media. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be more wise and more safety conscious. Shield ourselves, protect ourselves, and stay secure, God, and safe, dry places in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We just pray this morning, hallelujah, God, for those four men that are still missing, God, off of the bridge, Key Bridge in Maryland, that they'll be found and returned to their loved ones, God, our prayer. Oh, God, we pray over our government this morning, those in authority, God, as they continue to debate issues, Lord God. Father, let them, if it's done, God, with clean hands and no finger pointing, no hating, Lord God, and hallelujah, vicious rhetoric that create violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, take the threats out of the process, oh Lord, and let whoever, God, you decide to be the next president, be the president. Touch the conscience of the nation. Touch the heart of the people, Lord God. Let them not vote a lie, God, but let them vote based on the conviction of the Holy Ghost in their hearts. As we pray over the voting process, keep it clean, keep it honest, God. Let the integrity of those officials who are running it come forth, oh Lord God. Let them take a stand for what is right, God. Turn many hearts away, God, from following the lying spirit, the deceptive spirit, the bribery spirit. Yes, oh Lord God, the threat, the violence, oh God, there's a solution and an answer, Lord. Oh God, we just come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray for unity, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for your will to be done in the earth as it is in heaven. As we pray, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Holy Ghost, now lead, guide, and direct the school of healing this morning. In Jesus' name, we continue to lift up Estelle and her family this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Rain your goodness down on every family on this line that's represented this morning. For the glory of God, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, then, we're going to get busy this morning with school of healing. Amen. Out of the book of John, the first chapter, where we talked about the word, you know, we're still thinking about in terms of the word, all of the word being the best scriptures for our healing. And we thank God for that revelation. You know, sometimes I get questions about what is my favorite scripture. And some people I'll be talking to, I know what your favorite scripture is. Well, lately I've updated my favorite scriptures. All of the scriptures are good for healing. Amen. That's why God gave his word, all 66 books, for really the healing of the nation. When you read in the last book, the Revelation, he says that's what the word still is. It's for the healing of the nation.
Yeah.
Amen. But a lot of times the nation don't know about it. That's where our job comes in, is to try to, you know, help the nations know what does say the Lord, you know, about the word of God, you know. The word of God is called the scriptures for a reason, you know, meaning inspired writings of God, breathed out by God. You know, it's the law, really, the spiritual law. And it's just like any other law. You know, we violate it, you know, and speaking about healing and health, if we violate it against our body, really, we're going to be unhealthy. He said, these diseases that was on the Egyptians, I caused them to come on you. So we don't want to be lawbreakers. I was thinking about the law and the natural, then the spiritual, however you want to look at it, in the physical and the spiritual, it's the same thing. It do good if you don't break it. If you break it, the law is against the lawbreaker. The law that God gave to Moses was for lawbreakers. The law that the government have in place is for lawbreakers. Well, it works the same way in the kingdom of God. You know, you break the law, there is a price to pay. And it proves proven, with what is documented. We don't just go out and say, you're breaking the law. Sometimes people say, because I said it, that makes it the law. There's some politicians might not have believed that wholeheartedly. That because they are who they are, what party belongs to, just because they said it, everybody got to abide by it. You know, but that law right there don't carry. It might get you killed physically, but when God speaks, that's what we want to be able to pay attention to. Don't break them laws. Well, we shouldn't break no laws because we're not lawbreakers. But the word is also, you know, called, the scriptures is called the law, you know. But sometimes people have like selected reading. They don't like to read all of it because they don't like the D's and the D's. But if you are the D's and the D's, just put yourself in there and say, he's speaking to me, you know, and select to read all of it. I mean, there's so many passages of scripture. Open the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 4 through 12. The book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7 through 11. The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse, you know, verses 11 through 76, you know. It's just so much in there, you know, scriptures to aid us, to assist us. It answers all of the different questions that we may have. What is documented in the Bible? These are God's commandments, God's laws, God's statutes, God's truth, God's gospel. You know, we want to use it to answer and to support all of the different responses that we get, whether it be from the doctor, the banker, the lawyer, whoever. Always stay behind the standard that God has raised up. Don't let nothing pull you from behind that standard that God has raised up, that plumb line. You know, I don't care what the response, we control our response, amen, by what is documented. And we don't have to be arrogant and mean to do that. We just got to know that we know that we know that God's word is divinely inspired. That means you can't come up with this in no college. This word came down from God on these prophets, on these apostles, written for our learning, that we may have that doctrine that we need, that inspired, God-breathed answer to everything, you know. And we need to know what is documented and where it's documented in the Bible. Is the word of God a seed? Does it work like a seed? You know, what and where is that documented? The word of God is a seed. Book of Mark, the 4th chapter, we know where it's at, you know. So we're going to talk this morning some more about God's word that is in the Bible. You know, all of it is good, best medicine out there this morning. And I want to use, taking the scripture text from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the King James Bible, in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 1 through 29, the King James Bible. We probably won't cover all that, but I'm giving you these references because I'm pulling a lot of the material I'm giving you this morning from those places. I just gave you a whole host of scriptures because remember now, all of God's word is good for healing in all those areas that we're building a better future of optimal overall wellness. I'm always going to push the scripture. I'm always going to push that prescription right there. That's what I'm subscribing to you. That's what, if I was a doctor, I would be prescribing because the chief physician has prescribed it to us. We got to take it like medicine, though. So the subject that I'm talking from this morning is, in order to successfully build our better or best life today, we're doing it today for our best and better future that awaits us. That's what the word does, you know. Scripture says, and I like to go over here to the end and work my way back to let you know that if we successfully use the word of God to do that, look at how he said it's going to end for us, which is very noteworthy in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Listen at verses 4 through 8. I thought it was so powerful. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And he says, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Because we're starting here, working to there. So everything we're going to leave behind is behind. We and carry that into eternity with us, that it will pass away. This is him talking now. And it says, and he that sat upon the throne said, talking about our high priest and intercessor God and his son Jesus right there looking down, behold, that means look up, open your eyes, be aware of this, see like this, I make all things new. My God, I love that. And he said unto me, this is John, write, yes, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. Why? Because Alpha and Omega said it. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. It was true when I gave it in the beginning. I was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So I have tremendous reference to what I'm saying. Nothing new, says the Lord. I'm going to make all things with you do. You know, but all things, the power of all things do is with me. It was with me then, is when I gave it in the beginning. It's with me in between the beginning and the end. And I do new, there's new mercy every day. There's new grace. There's new, every day, you know. And then in the end, I'm going to make all things new again because it's my pleasure to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take away corruption and give you incorruption. I'm going to take away, you know, mortality and give you immortality, a new body, so you can see me the way I am because you're going to be allowed to be just like me. But you have to endure to the end, child of God. You got to take what I'm giving you now in order to be successful in building your better life, your best life today for a better future tomorrow. We're talking about beyond just tomorrow, 24 hours, or next week, or next month. We're talking about all the way into eternity, you know, and if we are in Christ now, we'll be in Christ then, if we endure to the end. We just will have no more use for these bodies. They're going to pass away. Everything is going to be made new. You know, we're gonna put on a new body. Okay, he's already got it prepared for us, but we got to get to the end, you know, because he's the same in the end as he is in the beginning. He says, and the end, I will give unto him, and I'll say them here, that is a thirst. We know what the scripture says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 8, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, in the King James Bible, will be filled, a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Now, that water was made available at the well, that same living water, because he is the living water. That's what's in us. But we have to do something to energize it, to cause it to spring up out of our wells of salvation. A lot of times we don't stir that gift up because we put so much worry on top of it. We weighed ourselves down with stress. We have a reservoir in us, a well of living water on the inside of us. Yes. And we want that well to spring up, oh well. Mm-hmm. You know, make us whole, spring up, oh well, and flood our soul. It's there. You know, we just have to stir that gift up, stir that living, that fountain up. And he says, it's going to be the same in the end. I'm going to give you out of that fountain of water of life freely. So if he's going to give it then freely, we ought to be giving it freely now. Not aggressive beggars, not charging people. If you got folks selling holy water, they're selling it for a long time. And people buying it, and they still get sick and die, you know, and go to the doctor. All that money for a little vial of holy water, sprinkling on your baby, doing all this ceremonial ritualistic stuff. It's not the same as what he's talking about. He is the living water. Drink from that fountain that never runs dry, comes down from Emmanuel's name. He that overcometh, okay? He laid out how we going to overcome to the end. He that overcometh, we know in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 10 through 12, those verses talks about how the devil, the enemy, goes before God every day, accusing the brethren. He wants us to doubt God. He picks out certain ones. He goes before God and accuses the brethren daily. That's always going to be the case, you know? And you know, and he said, but we overcome them. Talking about our enemy. You know, you are not my enemy. I know who my enemies are. Satan, our adversary. He's the one that goes to and fro seeking whom he may devour. That's him. He's our enemy. You know, he want to kill, steal, and destroy us. You know, but Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm the one with the fountain of living water that you can drink freely now, and you can drink freely then. You know, that's how you're going to overcome. And by the word, his word of our testimony, our word need to be his word, or match his word, or come in agreement with his word, his will, his thoughts, you know, his way. He that overcometh, you know, shall inherit all things. If we're going to inherit them then, we can inherit them now. He put them here for us, everything that pertains to life and God, that we may enjoy it. He says, I will be his God. I'll say their God, and he shall be my son, our son. You know, the manifestation of the sons of God is when we partake of the word, and we and the word become one, you know. But why? Because that's what God's watching over, his word. His word is in our hearts that we might not sin against God. Why? God looks at the heart. The Holy Ghost works with what's in the heart. You know, the word, hopefully. But the fearful. Remember, he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. Amen. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the King James Bible. But he says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, when you look at those, that's just some of the categories. We'll read in the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. You'll see verses 1, I think, through 9 or 10, all the other areas that we're going to encounter in the last days. So one thing you don't want to do is let whatever we're dealing with cause us to sink into one of those categories or slip back. We don't want to be affiliated with and part of, you know, we pray for all these different spiritual places where people find themselves. These are all done by being afraid, vulnerable to Satan. When you operate in fear, you open yourself up for more attacks than what should happen. And if you stay there long and find yourself when Jesus suddenly comes in those situations, then we're not going to make it into the eternity that he went away to prepare for us. So we got to take this with us now and live our life in light of that eternity, that reality, you know, because the eternity is so quick, you know. Life is so, it's like a vapor. It's here, something happens, we're not prepared, now we're in eternity, and we got to deal with whatever. So we got to live today like we're going to live then in light of eternity, you know, if we want to build a better life or a better future. Yes. It goes beyond just another day. We're talking about spending eternity with him where, as mom and them say, every day is Sunday. There's no more 24-hour clock. It's just round the clock in the presence of God. And again, that was four verses from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4 to 8, the King James Bible. Even in the book of Matthew, we know this scripture, chapter 24, verse 35, the King James Bible, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Why? God has use for his word now. He had use for it in the beginning. He's going to have use for it in the future. He got to open up the book where the word is, and hopefully our name is in there where the word is. Hopefully we have done enough with the word that there's some because every work's going to be brought to bear what work it was while we were here. I'm praying and hoping there'll be a few lines of good work after I got saved. I know all the stuff I did before, that's been what taken away. Old things have passed away. So I'm looking for all the new things that are in there since I got saved. You should look for the same thing. That should make you feel healthy right there. Should make you feel wealthy that we've laid something up in our heavenly treasure that cannot be broken and eaten by moth and rust and stolen by thieves and robbers. You know, and in the meantime, we got an earthly vessel here. We ought to have some good stuff in this treasure. Mm. You know, we have access to it. We know it's not going to pass away. We know what can't be eaten by moth and rust and stolen by thieves. That's the word of God. And so my earthly vessel is my treasure. And this is my safe. This is my safe place. You know, you put your value in a safe. The heart is the safest place. But it's also the most place that's mostly attacked. So you got to be guard your heart with the word. Shield of faith or do it. All we need to learn is how to properly use and apply the sword of the spirit, we know, which is the word of God, correctly, accurately, you know, at all times. How do we do this, Pastor? Well, believe is one of the keys. We said this year, that's what we're going to do. We're going to believe what we believe. We're going to know who we believe and why we believe it. Then we're going to declare based on that. Okay? Hopefully it's the word of God that we believe. And wait on the manifestation of what we believe and not doubt in our heart. We have the things we say. In the meantime, there will be mountains of doubt, unbelief, whatever your mountain might be. You have to discern what it is. And you have to use the mustard seed of faith that God gave us to tell that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea of forgiveness. Why? I don't want to be carrying that weight. I'm trying to live a better life, a weight-free life. So I cast aside every weight, every sin. That's so easy to beset me. I'm running a race, and I got to be able to endure it to the end. Now, if I'm training, yeah, I use weight, but I'm not training now. I'm running now. I'm an athlete now, Father. Hey, we're running this race. It's not given to the swift, but we have to endure it to the end. And it will be very tough if I'm carrying a whole lot of weight. Get rid of it. Cast it aside. Lay it aside. Every sin. That's so easy to beset you. You know, for the crown that awaits me is worth it. Get rid of all of that, you know, and do it. Run the race correctly and accurately, and we'll all win because we'll get there, you know. But we got to start by believing, you know. Believe it or not, the word works, you know. We need to simply, and I say we because I'm included. I live this stuff. I practice this stuff. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. That's why I'm being redundant with it. I want you to get it if you don't get anything else. You might have some other scripture you want me to talk about, but I got to reinforce this because you're God's sheep. I got to feed you because I love God. I love you too, but I love God more. We need to simply, or should, I say all believers must do this, hear the word, read the word, study the word, memorize the word, meditate the word, on the word of God more and more, and then we can apply it more and more to our daily lives and to our lives in all these areas that we've been talking about building in. We can have it readily available just like Jesus did. You know, just like Jesus did. When Jesus was tempted, amen, when temptation comes, just like when it came to him in the wilderness, to all of us, it will come. But we know that, hey, God does not tempt anybody, nor is he tempted by anybody. He don't use evil. A lot of people say, God must be trying to. No, God don't tempt people with evil, nor is he tempted by evil. But he said, temptation is common to man. Everybody's going to be tempted at some time. Jesus was. We're not exempt, you know. But he said, hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to test your faith. Satan knows how to tempt what you believe to get you to doubt it, you know. And you got to fight that. You got to hold. You got to draw from the wells of your salvation. Draw from that fountain of living water. Satan hates it when you use the word against him. When you pray, God, raise up a standard against him. Ain't no weapon formed against me going to prosper. You got that medicine that you use against him so you don't get sick about the attacks or from the attacks or poisonous arrows get through. And they said that temptation is going to come to all of us. The doubt calls us to doubt and not believe for a better life or a better future. You know, so what do we do, Pastor? You know, how do we do it? You know, we do what Jesus did. Say what is written. Say what he said, you know. He said it, okay? Let's run real quick to the book of Luke. It says, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, there's a key right there, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit is key into the wilderness, meaning whatever hard situation, the wilderness at the time was the world. World wasn't like it is now with all the built-up buildings and cities and you know, and county lines and all of that. but it was just an open wilderness yet to be built up, being 40 days tempted, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Same one to try to tempt us longer than 40 days sometimes. And we, sometimes we lend to the temptation. And in those days, remember, in those days now, the world was different back then, but the temptation by the same one was the same. Days, he did eat nothing. He was on a fast, didn't eat nothing. He was on a mission. And when they were ended, the 40 days ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, look at him, wait till you're hungry for something, and jump right on you. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, now he's trying to get him to doubt his father, command these stones that it be made bread. Mm-hmm. And Jesus answered him, got to be able to give him an answer, saying, not the one he wants, woe is me, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, he always like to do that, swell your head, work on your pride, you know, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, being the God of this world, all this power, it is not the power, but his power will I give thee. Why are you going to give the all-powerful God power that he owns everything anyway? He's got all the power in his hand. He don't need your power. He don't need a lesser power. Remember, great is he that's in us and he that's in the world, according to the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 of the King James Bible. Jesus is that power. The Holy Ghost is that power, that spiritual power. And the glory of them. Who wants the glory of what's in this world? Lust of thy pride of life, lust of the flesh, keep it. For that is delivered unto me. Yes, yes, for a season, for a while. And to whosoever I will give it. Is that you ain't giving it to me because I don't want it. His children should feel the same way. If thou therefore would worship me, ain't going to happen. All shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. Called out his name. Now you got to know it ain't flesh and blood. It ain't Bob. It ain't Bill. It ain't your wife. It ain't your husband. It ain't your cousin. Your uncle. It ain't none. It ain't your friends. For it maybe Satan using them. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. My God, what an answer, what a response. And he brought him to Jerusalem, the holy city, and he got some nerve, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Yes, a place of honor. And said unto him, he don't know if he'd be lifted up, he's going to draw all men to him anyway. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, oh, no doubt about it, he is. Cast thyself down from thence. He don't need to. He's already been lifted up. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands, they shall bear thee up. Why do you need angels when God has got him covered? Bear thee up. Lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He is the stone of stones. He is the rock of our salvation. And Jesus answering and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Now, this is why we got to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will depart for a season. That means he's coming back. And James wrote that in the book of James, the 4th chapter, verses 7 and 8, the King James Bible. And Jesus returned in the power, listen to this, in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. He didn't just go up in there, man, empty-handed. He went, man, with the power. With the power. He went with the power. He came different. Remember, Father said, hey, this is my beloved Son. Baptize him with the Holy Ghost as he came about the water. So he's going in power right now. The power of the Spirit into Galilee. You got to go back where he was raised up at. You got to go testify. You got to go let these people see he's now risen from all of the temptations. He survived it. He's gone through it. He's more than just Joseph and Mary's son. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Well, I can just imagine what look was on their face now sitting over there in the church. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Yeah, they knew there was something about him. Wasn't it? He was from Nazareth and just Joseph's son. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. My God. And there was delivered unto him the book, okay, of the prophets of Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, my God, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. Sound like healing to me, y'all. To set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again. Look who he gave it to now, not the false prophet, the false. He gave it to the minister and sat down. Same book the minister was ministering out of, he ministered out of. And look what was in that book. That's why we got to eat the whole thing. It's full of what we need for all these areas that he covered. At all these symptoms in the church, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue, listen now, were fastened on him. Fix the eyes on Jesus and keep them. Keep looking to the hill from which cometh our help. Keep looking to the author, the finisher of our faith. They fixed their eyes on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wonder at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Man, I'm getting full just talking about this. No, and right. They said, I can see myself sitting in that synagogue with them, is not this Joseph's son? Yes. Come on, don't be like the woman at the well. Talking about Israel. No, this is God's only begotten son. Yeah. They're thinking about him biologically, but they're not thinking about him heavenly and spiritually. He came down from the Father, my God, Jesus. And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself, whatsoever he hath heard done in Capernaum. They knew the fame of him. Do also here in this country. Yes, he came to heal. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. That's why I had to come back here in Galilee and let y'all see. Amen. The one that you didn't know before, that you rejected, I am back. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, as the prophet. My full word of the scripture. Also in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the King James Bible says, show thyself approved unto God as a workman who needed not be ashamed. Right is the Bible, word of truth. And it's straight. So you don't make a mistake. Those people made when they cast them out headlong. He was telling them stuff, man, and convicting them. You know, I don't blame him. Be convicted because he had it down pat. Down pat. Memorize the word, Selah, so we're having read a little better for Jesus did when he went through the wilderness. And then meditate on the word like we see in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, the King James Bible says we have to delight in the word of the Lord by meditating on it. You know, now we can do what Joshua 8 said do. We can apply the word of God. Okay? Yes, meditation leads to application.
Yes.
You know, only when we apply God's word to our daily lives, we experience God's prosperity and success every day. Yes. Just as, you know, he provided for them strength and power if they wanted it. But they chose to go in their own might, their own
strength.
You know, so it's just impossible. Or it's not possible to build a strong anything without the word of God spiritually. So we're going to go ahead and end right there. Hope you got something out of the word this morning. You know, I hope you did. In order to successfully build a better life, a best life today for a better life and best life in the future, it awaits us. You know, we're working toward it. We got a good example, several of them in the Bible, how to do it. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you for your word. And we studied this morning according to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and how we got reflected on what Jesus, how he used the word as he was led in the wilderness by the Spirit, full of the power of the Holy Ghost. We too, Lord God, want to be able to build this better life, following these examples that you have given us, role modeling them, doing what they did, because Jesus said, you know, that the work he did, we were going to do. Well, the sufferings he suffered, we're going to suffer for his name's sake. So we look to you this morning. The opportunity to develop our faith. We thank you for sending your word, God. We partake of your word. We receive your word. We hear your word, God. We read your word. We study your word. We meditate on your word. And we memorize your word in order that we might have it readily available. As these situations and circumstances arise, God, we will have your word available. We'll use your word as the sword of the Spirit, God. Hallelujah. Against the enemy and all his wiles and attacks. We thank you this morning and we praise you for the word this morning. Now, Lord, let this word go out. Let it not return void to the thing which you please and the purpose to which you sent it to bring victory to your people, God. We thank you this morning, God, that your word was sent to heal our disease and rescue it from destruction. We thank you that your words were found and we did eat them and we eat them now. They're with joy and rejoicing to our hearts right now, God. So we thank you for being established forever in your word. In Jesus' name we pray.